Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for XPeng Inc., one of the big players in the electric vehicle space out of China. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of this innovative company, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down XPeng's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to help you get a clearer picture of whether this stock fits into your wealth-building strategy. Let's dive right in with a quick overview and some fresh updates before we get into the nitty-gritty. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, XPeng Inc. is a leading name in the electric vehicle and smart mobility sector, operating in the highly competitive automotive industry. Based in China, they're known for their cutting-edge tech in autonomous driving and sleek EV designs, positioning them as a serious contender against both domestic and global rivals. With a solid market cap and a workforce dedicated to innovation, they're not just another EV startup, they're a force to be reckoned with. Now, let's talk recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their latest numbers, XPeng has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Short-term performance over the past month and quarter has been a bit choppy, reflecting broader volatility in the EV sector, but their longer-term trajectory over the past year shows resilience compared to some industry peers. On the news front, there's buzz around their latest quarterly results, which we'll touch on more as we go, particularly their impressive delivery numbers for Q3 2024. Plus, there's chatter about their tech advancements and market expansion plans, which could be game changers. So with that backdrop, let's roll into the SWOT analysis and see what's driving XPeng and what might hold them back. Strengths. All right, let's start with what XPeng is doing right. First up, their delivery numbers are a standout. In Q3 2024, they delivered over 46,000 units, as highlighted in their latest earnings call. That's a strong signal of demand and operational capacity, especially in a market as cutthroat as China's EV space. For long-term investors, this shows they've got the ability to scale production, which is huge for future growth. Another big plus is their focus on tech innovation. XPeng isn't just building cars, they're pushing the envelope with autonomous driving and smart mobility solutions. Their earnings call emphasized ongoing advancements in this area, which positions them as a leader in the next wave of automotive tech. If they keep this up, they could carve out a serious competitive edge. Financially, they've got some solid ground to stand on. Looking at their balance sheet, their cash and equivalents are substantial, giving them a buffer to weather industry downturns or invest heavily in R&D. Their current ratio also suggests they can handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat, which is reassuring for anyone looking at this stock for the long haul. Lastly, their gross profit margin is holding up decently, even in a price-competitive market. This tells me they're managing costs well while still delivering value to customers, a balancing act not every EV maker pulls off. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. XPeng has some hurdles. One glaring issue is profitability, or rather, the lack of it. Their net income figures from recent income statements show they're still in the red, which isn't uncommon for growth-focused EV companies, but remains a red flag for investors wanting quicker returns. Long-term, they need to flip this script. Another concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not catastrophic, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially as they ramp up capital expenditures for expansion and tech development. Too much debt can weigh down a company if interest rates climb or cash flow tightens. Their return on equity isn't exactly lighting up the charts either. This suggests they're not generating as much profit from shareholders' investments as some might hope. For us long-term folks, this means patience is key, but it's a weak spot compared to more established players. Lastly, short-term stock performance has been a bit of a roller coaster. While I know you're all aware of the price swings, the volatility over the past month and quarter reflects investor uncertainty, possibly tied to broader sector challenges or geopolitical noise around Chinese stocks. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff, where XPeng could really shine. First, market expansion is a massive opportunity. Their earnings call mentioned strategic moves to grow their footprint, both in China and potentially internationally. If they crack open new markets, especially in Europe or other EV-hungry regions, the revenue upside could be enormous. Then there's the tech race. With their heavy investment in autonomous driving and smart features, they're well-positioned to capitalize on the industry's shift toward fully connected, self-driving vehicles. If they can stay ahead of the curve here, they might not just compete with Tesla, they could redefine the game. Industry trends are also in their favor. The EV sector, despite short-term hiccups, is on a long-term upswing as governments push for greener policies and consumers ditch gas guzzlers. XPeng's positioning in this space, especially with their delivery growth, means they're riding a wave that's only getting bigger. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to some overinflated peers in the sector. Analysts' estimates suggest there's room for growth if they hit their targets, which could attract more value-focused investors over time. All right, let's get real about the risks. The biggest threat to XPeng is competition. The EV market is a shark tank. Think Tesla, BYD, NIO, and a dozen others all fighting for the same slice of pie. If XPeng slips on innovation or pricing, they could lose ground fast. Geopolitical tensions are another dark cloud. As a Chinese company, they're exposed to trade disputes, tariffs, or regulatory scrutiny, especially if they expand overseas. This isn't just a short-term worry, it could impact long-term investor confidence in the stock. Then there's the macroeconomic environment. Rising interest rates, supply chain disruptions, or a slowdown in consumer spending could hit EV demand hard. XPeng's earnings call acknowledged industry challenges, and while they're navigating them, external shocks are always a wild card. Finally, their reliance on heavy CapEx for growth means free cash flow could stay under pressure. If their investments don't pay off as quickly as hoped, or if funding dries up, they might struggle to sustain the pace of expansion. So, where does this leave us? XPeng Inc. is a fascinating play for long-term investors with a stomach for some risk. On one hand, their delivery growth, tech focus, and market positioning are compelling reasons to keep them on your radar. On the other, profitability concerns, debt levels, and fierce competition mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. For those of you thinking short to medium term, keep an eye on their next earnings for signs of margin improvement or international traction. But from a long-term perspective, XPeng's potential to lead in smart mobility and capitalize on the EV boom could make them a cornerstone in a diversified portfolio if they execute. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on XPeng with MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus quick SWOT summaries on our platform. Drop your thoughts on XPeng in the comments. Do you see them as a buy for the long haul, or are you waiting for more clarity? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.